We're learning the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmimah, and the Ramban had described how Moshe had a connection going back to Avraham, going back to Noach, and Noach could tell everyone about the flood. V'chizel v'imet oto, Moshe Rabbeinu again validated the flood and the creation, the Moraim Achadashim Shayu Yamav, with all the new things, the miracles that happened in Moshe's day. Leine Chol Roe, everyone was witness to the Ten Commandments, everyone was witness to the splitting of the sea, everyone was witness to the Ten Plagues. Kirutam Beineyem Kodem Shekiblu Ta Torah, the people of Israel personally witnessed what had happened before they received the Torah. They reached a point where they realized God created this world because, look, He can change things. He can make the Nile turn into blood, etc. He can make fire and water come down and hail. So they realized that Hashem is the creator. They also realized that there is such a concept as prophecy, hanivuah, which is another phenomenal concept, because if you think about it logically, it's very hard to think of Hashem who is omnipresent. Hashem doesn't live in this moment or that moment. So to speak, Hashem breaks out of His realm and zaps a man and gives him prophecy. Why is man so important? As David HaMelech said, Ma'enosh kitif kedenu. Why is man so important? Ma'enosh kitachshevenu ben adam kitif kedenu. Why? Why is man important? Why is man worth it that Hashem should interfere? So we have this concept that Hashem gives prophecy. Even though we have a hard time understanding it, Moshe Rabbeinu validates the concept for us. Benisim hamfusamim sheiru al yado. Moshe Rabbeinu did famous miracles, having the mun fall 6 days a week, on the sixth day double portion, on the seventh day it doesn't fall, it only falls where we travel for 40 years. That's a pretty phenomenal miracle. That's a little bit different than any other miracle you could argue. We have examples, the 10 plagues. He's standing opposite the top sorcerers of Egypt, and he can do 10 plagues, and they can't stop him. You had these sorcerers who were the top experts of the time in all forms of sorcery. He brought them to the point where they had to admit to him, as the verse states, the magicians, the sorcerers said to Pharaoh, it's a finger of God. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought them down to their knees. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, through the miracles that he did, he ultimately brought them to admit this is God. This is beyond any force that we know. So Moshe Rabbeinu validates the prophecy and the fact that Hashem, Rambam writes that Hashem created the world. We would say that Hashem controls the world, which inadvertently indicates also the power of the Creator. Ramban doesn't break it down to those two stages. Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra Piresh, and the Ben Ezra explained, "Kmo mikrehu haya lanu de plishtim." The Ibn Ezra explains that when the Philistines took the ark, so we know that they had all kinds of plagues that hit them, right? And then the Philistines said, "Let's go make a test. If we put the ark on a brand new wagon, and we attach it to new calves that never carried a yoke before. And then these calves walk with the harness, or the mothers, we leave the kids tied behind, and the mothers take it back to Beit Shemesh, back into Israeli territory. So then you'll know it was the hand of God. And if not, mikrehu, it was a coincidence." So that's a little bit stunning. They see that every city the ark comes to gets plagued. And they're still prepared to say, maybe it's a coincidence. So the Ibn Ezra also says that the Chartumim, when they said, Etzbe Elokimi, it's a finger of God, they also meant to say, it's a pretty bad natural occurrence, but the Ibn Ezra wants to say they didn't really concede that it's Hashem. They use the term Elohim, Etzba, they know Nachon Meinai. And Nachmanides says, I don't think that's right. He says, if you pay attention, up until that plague, Paro is constantly asking the sorcerers, can you replicate the plague? And they try each time, until finally they cannot replicate the plague. And then Pharaoh doesn't ask them again. So that's why Ramban says, I think that they conceded at that point. Even though what the verse states is, it does sound like when you had the plague of boils, that the pasuk points out, the sorcerers of Pharaoh could not stand in front of Pharaoh. So it sounds like he was interested in hearing what they had to say. It says they were covered with boils, they couldn't stand there. So Ramban says, why does the pasuk mention that? The pasuk isn't telling you that Pharaoh called them in again and said, can you do this? But rather the pasuk is saying that the plague was so bad, the plague of boils, that even the sorcerers couldn't stand in the king's court from pain from the boils. What's really going on here is as follows. Ramban is going to give us an insight into the methodology, and if you want to call it the game theory, of how Hashem is going to draw the sorcerers in and then disprove them. So the concept goes as follows. It says we have blood. The sorcerers say, we can do that too. Moshe turns his staff to snake. The sorcerers say, we can do that too. You have the grass, the frogs coming out of the Nile. The sorcerers say, we can do that too. Then comes the lice. So what does the pasuk say? Vayasuchein hachartumim. The sorcerers also did it. Belatehem lo tzita kinim, they used their trickery to cause lice, velo yacholu, and it didn't work. What does that mean? Begins by saying they did, and then says they weren't able to. Amru Rabboteinu Zal, so our sages in Masechet Sanhedrin explain, Shenashel yachol livrot bria pchuta mikadasha, that when you're trying to tap into the forces called Shadim, what we might call in English demons, so then they cannot take control of anything that's smaller than the size of an Adasha. Adasha is some kind of bean. Anything that's smaller than that, they cannot create. So the Gemara says, what do you mean they can't create anything smaller than a bean? Afilu ki gamla lo matzibari, they can't create anything big either. Shadim can't create anything. The Gemara says, what do you mean they cannot create anything smaller than an adasham? Elahai machnifle v'ay lo machnifle. The Gemara says, you're right. They don't create, but they can gather particles and create from gathered particles, from gathered items, they can make something as big as a camel. But they cannot make something as small as an adasham. Vayazer rachok mimeni. Ramban says, and I couldn't understand what the Gemara is talking about when I read that Gemara. Ad shedibalti mbalei ashedim v'akishuf. Until I went and I interviewed some sorcerers, says the Ramban. I went and I discussed with the magicians and sorcerers. V'shamati mihem. And they told me, ki kshel ashedim meod melachat dakah. That whenever you try to tap into these spirits called Shadim, they cannot do things that are refined. That's very hard for them. If they're going to do something, it has to be big things, not small, fine things. It's very hard for them to collect things that are small. So it's considered something which is very hard for them. It's just not impossible. And the sorcerers, they know exactly what our sages meant in this Gemara. But I can't explain, says Ramban. I can't explain. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, says the Ramban, in light of what I did learn from them, I want to explain. Yesh li pshat acher ba-pasuk. I have another explanation as to what the verse is saying. Because if you read the text, it says that the sorcerers did try to create lice. As the pasuk says, the sorcerers did. Ve'lo yacholu. And then the pasuk says, but they couldn't. So what does it mean they did and they couldn't? Uvaday reka chachamim achatumim yodim atzmam im yedutam l'chaim lav. It would seem obvious that they knew what they could do and couldn't do. Sounds like if today's sorcerers know, so back then for sure they knew whether they can count on the shadim to gather small things or not. So even though today the sorcerers say it's very hard work and the shadim won't do it unless you swear at them many times and you bring into the picture the king of all shadim and then you can force them to do this hard work, but maybe the Egyptians knew how to do all that. So says Ramban, you know what I think is pshat? Hashem wanted to show them that Hashem is going to override the strength of their shadim. Meaning ordinarily they could do it. Hashem was showing them that they couldn't. And so what Hashem did was Hashem overrid the forces of the shadim. And so they were standing there trying and trying and trying, and they said, this should work, but it didn't. So they said, oh, God's interfering. That's why it's not working. Ramban gives us a new pshat that's also what happened with Elio on Mount Carmel when the prophets of the Baal came and kept begging their idol Baal, bring down fire from heaven. Why did they think that would work? We see the procession. Shamalem Eliyahu initially tells them, Sheyu Bukharim Apari, says you choose the cow. Ve'alokim Asheya Neveshu Elokim, he says the force that can bring down fire, that's the God. Now they spent all morning, 6 hours till noon, yelling and wailing to their God. Why did they think that it would work? Must be that they knew that you can tap a force and bring down fire. So Ramban is going against Rambam. We know Rambam's opinion that it was all nonsense. We know the Gemara says that they had Chiel who had dug a path under the altar and he was prepared underneath to ignite the fire. And Hashem sent the poisonous snake and killed him over there, and so he couldn't ignite the fire. So that's the approach we have from Rambam. Ramban is saying, the prophets of the Baal, if they stood there praying, then they knew that they could tap into such forces. That means under ordinary circumstances, they were able to make fire appear. He's not going with this medrash. He's not going with Rambam that says all of sorcery is nonsense. Ramban is saying, no. There are forces out there, and they knew how to tap into those forces. Otherwise, they wouldn't have entered the contest. But Hashem makes it that sometimes all the systems that people rely on, they don't work. And that's why the sorcerers say, it's God's finger meddling over here. Hashem's not letting us do it. They said, you see, Hashem's interfering. This should work, but it's a heavenly interference here. So that, says Ramban, is his new pshat. That really the sorcerers were trying to create lies, and even though it's hard, they could have. They could have. Hashem made it that it wouldn't work this time. Being that whenever Hashem hits the Egyptians, it's called Hashem's hand is hitting them. And over here, they're not really being hit. Hashem is just preventing them from doing something. That's why over here, Amruhem, the sorcerers say, it's Be'elokim, it's a finger of God. They didn't call it a Yad, the hand of God. Lemet amakah, because they said it's a minuscule thing, but it's Hashem's interference. The sorcerers were saying, this we can handle. Nonetheless, what the sorcerers were saying is that they admit that it is Hashem's handiwork interfering here. And here you had the top sorcerers of Egypt conceding that everything that was happening here was all from Hashem. They said, this is the master of the world that's involved here because we've never had this before. We should be able to do this. It's not working. So that's Ramban's new pshat, and what it means that the sorcerers tried, but it wouldn't work. And this is all part of what Ramban is trying to show, how Moshe Rabbeinu reinstated the definitive knowledge that Hashem created the world and runs the world. All of humanity had it after the flood, and then slowly it got a little bit confused, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and says, excuse me, we all know up to Avraham Avinu, right? I'm the grandson of Levi. Levi's father is Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. That far we can go. Avram spoke to Noah, so we can easily date ourselves back to the flood. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, so we all know Hashem created this world. Let me show you a few miracles to help you realize that this is so. So that's what Ramban said. Imet oto. Moshe Rabbeinu would reinstate that knowledge that Hashem created the world. We had a certain concept from the flood down. Moshe Rabbeinu reiterates it.